Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
The time is exactly 4 minutes, just after one. Those were the sounds of Kaya Mthethwa, our God. And it's such a beautiful one, our God, such a beautiful one of, you know, what our God has done. And we serve such an awesome and a wonderful God. And yes, I'm not alone. I'm with Pastor Ruth Moloi, counselor, professional counselor. Ruth Moloi, we're talking about mental fitness. We're almost about to release her, but let me take some I see you, Babu Makamu. Let me take some messages from family members. I see Babu Makamu saying gikona. Thank you so much, Babu Makamu. Danny Ursula Andrew says, life is too short to worry about what others say and think about you, so just enjoy life. Don't sweat the small stuff, have fun, and give them something to talk about. Okay. So don't sweat the small stuff, Danny.
Yeah.
But hey, especially us women, yo, I don't know what am I going to wear. Ooh, do you see that pimple there?
The everything.
Yeah. Okay, Sis Pindile has a message from Sis Pindile.
Good day, Spongile and Moruti.
Hi, Sis Pindi.
Well, yeah, speaking of Pindile. It's just, I don't know whether it's just an accident or what. I was listening right now to, there is a part of Era Sumi's Lapa Akulmakon with depression. He said that he lost 3 abanda at close now. They commit suicide. So I just want to encourage. Nae futuya shuguti, we don't talk. If you are depressed or if we are going through something, you are not alone. Somebody outside is going same or more than what you are going through. Mm. Yes, as the Bible said, that whatever is noble, whatever is good, whatever that is glorify God, can think about that. You can think about your life, that you are alive. You can think about the even it's a shake that I've got a shake. Somebody doesn't have a shake. Small, begin with the small. Don't start with the big thing that I am not working. Look at the small things, and then we'll see the glory of God. Yes, you know that in January most of people they go through some stuff, but you are not alone. God is with you. And God knows. Found someone. And that the someone that who will uplift you. Someone that is going to talk something not positive, not negative. God will show only 2 people you can call or surround yourself with people. Or surround yourself, embrace yourself with prayer. So, I feel like, can I pray, Sibongile? Father, in the name of Jesus, right now, we are standing on a gap. Ngegamalika Jesu, wasenazaretha. Uthe baba unifuna umuntu ozomesikhaleni. Right now, siyakhuleka baba, uyabaza abantwana bakho bonke. Abane depression, bonke abago through some stuff, bonke abagulayo, abanye balele ebhedlela ze depression. Ngegama lika Jesu melana naloyo moya, in the name of Jesus, uNkulunkulu ungahluleki, baba wena uthembakele, your word to be praised. Siyawubhanda loyo moya, in the name of Jesus, we are more than conqueror. Ngegama lika Jesu wase Nazareth, uNkulunkulu ungahluleki. You said whatever we bind, the release healing. Get gamma liga Jesus was in Nazareth. The release umoya wa faith, umoya wa temba wena nkosu Jesus who no temba is into the same clabe. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Have a blessed Monday.
Wow. Thank you so much, Sis Pindile. May God bless you. Wow. Wow. Thank you for strengthening the body of Christ the way you did. May God bless you. Muruti, are we even going to be able to finish this? Eish, yeah.
I don't think with time, but we can try.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm reminded.
How we're
going to work it, but then we're going to be rushing.
Yeah. In the book of 1 Peter 5, the Bible says that we ought to stand firm in our faith and resist the enemy because we know that other believers in all the world are going through the same kind of sufferings that we're going through.
Absolutely.
This is one attack also that attacks the saved, the non-saved, but also now we in the past we never thought that this could be in the church, but now it is in the church and it's affecting. It's one of the sufferings.
I think it has been Asbonile. It's just that maybe sometimes we hide it because you are afraid. If I say to you, "Asbonile, are you depressed? But you're a Christian, you know."
Mm.
So there's
we judge each other too harshly and too much. Yeah.
So in most cases, and that is why we become so shocked when someone we say, we hear an announcement from church, someone passed away, or they passed on
an
unfortunate death by suicide.
Mm.
You know, so we get to be so surprised, and I think we need to normalize the fact that it is okay not to be okay, but what do you do after that?
Yeah,
how do you work around it? Because to tell you what, as much as the things that we've mentioned earlier, as much as you work out your body and so many other things, you still need to work out certain things with your soul. So even after you have prayed, you still need to work on your personal development.
Mm.
You still need to work on your own emotional fitness. You know, there are certain things that you need to do, like reading. For example, what is currently feeding your mind? What are you feeding your mind with at this moment? Even in the midst of all these things, what is it that you are feeding your mind with? You know, it's very key to actually look at these things that we are praying people, and we are going to pray. In praying, we shall pray. That's what scripture requires from us. Men ought to pray.
Mm.
But after you've prayed, there's work that you need to put in for yourself as well. Just like you would work out your salvation with fear and trembling. So there are certain things that you need to put in and work it out.
Mm.
You need to work it out. So even with your mental health as well, the importance of having people that you can be vulnerable to and say, I know I can pick up a phone and say, Sis Bonil, I am not okay. I am stressed out.
Mm.
This is going on in my life. People are going to speak life to you. So it's really key. So it does not mean that when you have prayed, you just fold your arms. You need to put in the work as well.
You need to put in the work as well. So the signs and symptoms of one who's depressed, Muruti?
I can't hear.
The signs and symptoms, the telltales.
Oh, the signs.
Of one who's depressed, yes.
Of one who's depressed. So, well, there are many signs, and I'm not, and just to mention something, that I'm not saying this so that someone at home will start diagnosing themselves. So, self-diagnosis.
We're obviously going to.
So it's also good that you seek help, professional help, and you get to be diagnosed properly. So someone having excessive feelings of sadness, you know, someone being sad all the time, they're sad, and sometimes they can't even pick up as to where is the sadness coming from.
Mm.
You find that sometimes it's a pile and a pile of emotions that were never dealt with.
Mm.
So that is why also when you go for therapy, that's where your therapist will help you to actually go back in time and see and to understand why are you feeling the way that you are feeling. And the feeling of others will isolate themselves. We've already mentioned this, that some will just feel, I want to be alone.
Mm.
I want to be alone. And others do this because they feel like, I don't understand why I'm feeling this way that I'm feeling, and I can't explain to you why I'm feeling this way, and therefore I'm going to isolate myself because I don't want to be a burden to anyone. Some people feel like that. And then others suddenly lose interest in the things that they used to love doing. You know, you find that someone used to love reading. They used to, they had hobbies or things that they loved doing,
yeah.
And all of a sudden they stopped doing those things.
Okay.
And some others would even struggle to wake up in the morning.
Mm.
Like, it's a struggle to get out of bed.
Mm.
Others, you know, even the hygiene, you can see that it's drastically dropping, that don't even have the energy to take a shower, take a bath.
Mm.
And someone feeling hopeless, you know, hopelessness and feeling like they don't have direction, you know. Others, there will be an increase in fatigueness, you know. They're always tired.
Yeah.
Always tired. And others, they would struggle with their sleeping patterns. You know, they instead of sleeping, they're probably going to be worried the whole night. And when they wake up in the morning, they wake up tired.
Mm.
You know, so and others will be just irritated, you know, feeling of irritability. You're always or easily irritated by so many things, to the point that this usually you find that people who struggle with depression,
yeah.
It also affects their relationship with people, not just one relationship, most probably even all other relationships, maybe even relationships with your colleagues at work, relationships with your family, relationship with your spouse, because depression can actually, it appears in many ways. Sometimes it appears as sadness, sometimes it appears as anger.
Mm.
Imagine you're always angry and you don't even know where the anger is coming from. You're sad. You don't even know where the sadness is coming from. It has a way of affecting even your marriage, you know. You're always fighting with your spouse and only to find that you are actually going through depression and you're not even aware of it. And sometimes the busyness of life causes us that, because it's very important to, going back to the issue of meditation, it's for you to sit down, pause and reflect.
Okay.
Pause and reflect. Or if you can do it on a daily basis, pause and reflect. Reflect on your day. How was my day? What made me sad today?
Mm.
What made me happy today? Okay, I felt sad. My boss, I didn't have a good conversation with my boss, and I feel angry. Which will also help you to, when even you're going into prayer, you know what to pray for.
Mm.
Paul will even say, we pray amiss because we don't even pray accurately. We don't even know what to be praying for.
Mm.
So if you reflect on your day, you reflect on the things that are happening around you, you reflect on your own life, it's even easier for you that when you communicate with God, you're even vulnerable to Him and say, God, I was so angry at my husband. We had an argument, and I'm angry at what has been said to me. You know, you know exactly why you are feeling that way.
Mm.
So because we are a busy generation that we don't even have time to stop, pause, and reflect, is that we have this pile of emotions with us, and at times they appear as anger, sometimes it appears as sadness, sometimes it appears as stress. We're not even sure where it's coming from, but only to find that this is actually a huge ball or a pile of emotions that have been kept there without
not
you
addressed.
Working on them.
Yeah.
You did not give them attention.
Okay.
So, yeah. And sure. other symptoms, you find that others then will have suicidal thoughts.
Mm.
You know, and when someone has gotten to that point, you know, it's not that they don't want to live. It's they are tired of the pain that they are going through. When someone takes their life, they want to end the pain. They feel like this is too much. I can't handle anymore, and they end their life.
Mm-hmm.
And that is when it's important for you then to be around people who are going to notice these things and make you realize. And this is what Paul said to the guard in prison and say, hey, don't kill yourself. We are all here.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
So at that point, you need to be around people that are actually going to bring you back and remind you of the purposes of God in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that no one is born without purpose.
Yeah.
So when I think the greatest thing of all is that when you understand purpose, you are even able to endure and go through pain because you understand that there's something bigger than me, which is my purpose.
Mm.
So, and so there's many other symptoms, and others you find that they now there's a sudden change in appetite. Mm. Others you find that they either eat more, or others just don't eat at all. They don't even have the energy to pick up food and eat. And others you'll find that they are now losing weight, or others will be gaining weight because of the of excessive eating. And remember that when you're going through this, your depression, or when you're going through stress, like immediate stress, your brain will release what we call cortisol. Mm. And cortisol is meant to be, it's actually released even when you are in danger. Cortisol and adrenaline. Mm. So those two hormones. So those two hormones are actually there to help you to say, others will, when they're in danger, it's either you run or you, others will freeze or others will just react. It's just to tell you that you're in danger. But if you are in a prolonged stress or depression, then cortisol does not become good anymore in your body. That's when it causes a lot of acid in your body. Others will start having ulcers caused by the depression and stress, you know, body, ulcers and so many other things that cortisol does. It starts to make you feel you want comfort food. You're always binging on food for others, and you find that that's causing you to actually gain excessive weight as well, so it, which is not good for you. So hence, it's important for you to always check up on your mental status.
Okay.
And I think also with the excessive suicidal that we are seeing on social media now, you know, from time to time, every second, it's like so-and-so has taken their life, so-and-so has taken their life. It's for me, it's actually a reflection of how the mental mental status of our society currently, you know, that people are feeling pain. People are going through the most, and it's important to check up on one another.
Okay, then.
You know?
Sure.
Yeah.
It's important to check up on one another. Let's hear what Babumbuisa has to say before we wrap up.
Sasbonyi, sawona dadwethu.
Sawona Babumbuisa.
And the councillor on our studio.
Sanbona ba.
Umbuisa kankomo la ndoda kaSombo.
Yeah, ba.
You know, Benkulma no dadwethu this morning. With regard to this matter of depression and suicide. Ngithi kuye, we all go through stuff. And we don't handle izimo ngendlela efanayo.
Absolutely.
So I said ukuthi thina we need to educate one another ukuthi when we check on each other. Ukwazi ukuproba if umuntu une problem.
Okay.
Because now I've realized ukuthi it's no longer about the face you see kumuntu uhlangana naye mhlambe ebubble ejabulile.
Absolutely.
Kanti the person umanzisa umchamelo ngaphambi kokubalala. He always went to bed with a heavy heart. Manje fanele ukuthi senze an environment ukuthi ibe conducive ukuthi umuntu akwazi ukubhoboka.
Yeah.
I said to her, when you check on the person you know, unjani, insist to go deeper. Are you sure go to write? Nothing troubling you. And then probably if umuntu is going through some challenges, we'll be able to relate to what you know I've got this problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Yeah. Sometimes siyakwazi ukumaska.
Yes.
The pain we are going through.
Yes.
And only learn late. Umuntu sekahambile. UNkulunkulu asize asinike lawo mehlo. Nalawo moya. Yokuthi sikwazi ukusizana as family. As neighbors, as community.
Yeah.
To eliminate this thing, you would have an bacine, seba tatem pef muloya.
Yeah. Sure.
To God be the glory.
Thank you, Babu Mbuiswa.
I think as a nation, we need to stand together.
Amen.
To fight the spirit.
Yeah. May God bless you, Babu Mbuiswa. Babu Mbuiswa talking about us, you know, making sure that we make the situation conducive for another to can be free with us and say, I'm not going, I'm not doing well. He says most of the times that's what we lack. You know, even when you're asking a person, how are you doing? You don't have that room for them to can say, I'm not doing okay. So if we can be those kind of people that would allow that, you know, that a person would be free with us and be open with us and not hide what they really are feeling. So that would help. And he says we need to be on all hands on deck, all hands on deck. The nation needs to fight this. Mama Noma Lady says, good afternoon, Sibongi no mama. Bendicela. I-video yaleyo yalomfundisiyo kunzima kakhulu. I-video mama, I'm not quite sure. I do understand, but what I know ukuthi podcast is about ikhona on the Radio Pulpit app, on the Radio Pulpit website as well. So kula ungakwazi ukuthi uyilalele khona futhi lenkulumo lena. So yeah, sorry ma. I-video, I think then it's going to Facebook because we are on Facebook streaming live, and so you can also check it out there. Next time I think we will be having her on Zoom so you can see her face as well. Namhlanje siyaropa man, akekho ku Zoom. So mfundisi, may the Lord help us to become those people where people can trust us and be open with us and be open to say, this is how I'm feeling. I need help. And so we can be there. And stop being judgmental. You mentioned something that people are afraid of being free and open because they are afraid that one would say, but you're a Christian. How can a Christian be depressed? You know, as I'm thinking now, I'm laughing because Mama spoke about a video. I was watching a video of one who was saying even parents do this to their own children. If a child would if a doctor would call the parents and say, your child is depressed, they are going through this, especially a black child. You then see the mom saying, hi, when they are sending her out maybe to do something, they're like, Sibongile, are you depressed today or should we send you out? Pela, we don't know anymore. And so I think we need to change that as well.
Absolutely. And I think we need to change our perception around these things and educate. I like what Ubaba Mbuiseni spoke about, to educate one another. Yeah. And it's what we call psychoeducation, where we educate ourselves around these things. We educate ourselves around these issues of mental wellness, depression, anxiety, and all these things.
Yeah.
Because they are very actually key. And in fact, absolutely, Ubaba Mbuiseni, just referring back to what he said, that people go through situations, and in fact, we can go through the same situation, but we react differently.
Differently because we are not wired the same.
The same.
Yeah.
You see? So
we are
what
wired
someone
differently.
Else,
yeah.
Absolutely. What someone else might find very difficult, for someone else it might just be easy.
And that's,
so it is also, it's in, and that is okay. So allow them to express how they're feeling it in their own way.
Yeah.
You know?
Somebody says be nice, if they want to put it in a very subtle way. Be nice to everyone. Every one of us is going through something. Just be nice. Be loving. Just decide today with, no, I'm just going to be loving to this person. Mama Noma Lady saying, Enkosi. Yeah, Murut, we need to wrap it up.
Time is up. Oh my gosh, okay, your time flies.
Yeah, so may we not be like that mother that I mentioned would say to a child, are you depressed? And when the visitors come, she's like, hey, we don't know. We are afraid to say anything in this house. Only two people are depressed in this house.
Yeah.
And that sends the other one deeper into depression. So may we be loving, may we be supportive, may we educate ourselves. And what do we say in closure, Muruti, today?
Well, in closure, for me, I would like to leave the listeners with the family with John 13:35. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. So in me saying this, I'm saying let's learn to be tolerant of each other, learn to be understanding, learn to be loving of each other. And it's also the prayer of my heart, Uguti, from now going forward, let nobody die in our watch.
Mm.
You know, learning to listen to one another, listen with empathy.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, try to put yourself in the shoes of the other person and listen with empathy and provide support when necessary. And and it's very key to check up on each other. It's very key.
Yeah, to check up on each other. Thank you so much. A quick one, Muruti. I know time is up. A quick one. If I find myself in the symptoms that you mentioned, and I think I may also be going through depression, I need to talk to someone. Sometimes there are people who welcome you in their space, but they want you to heal quickly. Should I be rushing myself to heal quickly from this as well?
No, actually, you know, it the journey of healing is a very personal journey as well. So don't take it one step at a time, 1 minute at a time, 1 hour at a time. So don't rush yourself too hard, because sometimes, you know, when you're working out something, also having to rush through it, you might miss certain things.
Mm.
So take it one step at a time. Be patient with yourself. You know, the patience that you give others, the love that you also give to others, give it to yourself as well.
Mm.
Learn to give it to yourself first and be patient with yourself. You know, take your own pace. You know yourself better than anyone else.
Mm.
So it's very key to also listen to yourself, listen to your body, listen to everything around you.
Mm.
And not forget the element of prayer and asking the Holy Spirit to walk this journey with you.
Wow, thank you so much, Muruti. May God richly bless you. I don't think we have time to pray, but Sis Norma Lady has also led us in prayer. We have prayed together with her. For family members seeking to talk to you directly, Muruti, are you reachable?
Yes. My number is 076-304-8943. And on Facebook, I'm Ruth Muloi. Yes.
Wow. Thank you so much, Muruti. A blessed one unto you, and welcome to the family. Awesome. It was awesome learning from you this afternoon. May God bless you.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Have a blessed one, and pass our love and greetings to your beautiful family.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
God bless you. Bye.
And if you would like to talk to Pastor Ruth Muloi, she's available on 076-304-8943. Remember, she is a professional counselor as well. 076-304-8943. I'm now going to be connecting to Pastor Gladwell Zabani as we are wrapping up our talk. We've had a three-part series already of partnership, of the topic partnership in marriage, and so we are wrapping it up today. And I hope that, you know, we have learned and we're going to grow from this. And so we thank God for both Pastor Ruth and Pastor Gladwell, who are ministering unto us on a daily basis right here through the airwaves of 657 AM.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564, or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za. radiopulpit.co.za.
You can now buy your favorite programs and series of the past 38 years on eCompanion, Radio Pulpit's own online shop. Revisit programs by beloved presenters like Justice Chungu, Cecile Burger, Esti Geldenhuys, and Pastor Aaron Jelle. Books and CDs from various authors and artists, as well as Radio Pulpit t-shirts, caps, and other branded products will also be available on eCompanion, your one-stop soul food shop. Visit radiopulpit.co.za and click on shop. T's and C's apply.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.